Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. What's up, rock stars? It's Matt Johnson. We are back again and picking up the conversation where we left it in our last solo episode with how to get on 100 podcasts in this coming year. I want to pick up and further the conversation this way. How do those podcast conversations actually create demand for what you do, right? So if you're listening to this, you either are in business coaching, consulting, or creative, right? So you own an agency or you're doing some type of creative work for clients on your own or with a small team. So let's get that out of the way first. You have something to sell. You are helping people grow their business through either design or through wisdom and applied knowledge and insight. Okay. So the question is, when you are on podcasts, what are you talking about that's going to create demand for your service? And to me, this is a marketing question. It's a marketing problem, and you solve it by thinking through in terms of marketing. So this is not a, getting on podcasts is not a branding play. It's not a name recognition play. That is a very low barrier to hop over. You can throw Facebook ads up and just have them continually running and have name recognition. The question is, what does your name stand for? When people are reminded of your name, what comes up in their mind? And so to me, the best way to use podcast appearances strategically is to reinforce and hammer away continuously at the one thing that you want to be known for in your target market. Now, if you want to go on different podcasts and speak to different target markets, that's great. And that will have a certain effect. It has a lot of effect for your credibility and your authority, which is awesome. It's also going to introduce you to a lot of different relationships with podcast hosts, and all that's great. All good things, right? But if you want to generate demand that translates into people showing up on your calendar and booking appointments to talk to you about your service, you want to go after the podcasts at the bare minimum that speak to exactly your ideal client and have an existing relationship with those types of people that you want to come hire you. So you want to make sure that the base of your podcast appearances are those types of shows that speak to your ideal audience. And then all the other shows are gravy and they have all sorts of other good benefits, but they're built around and on top of that core of going after the shows that already have relationships with the people you want to sell to. So if you're doing that and you're speaking to the right people, then it's a matter of, I want to know from a listener's perspective and from the podcast host perspective, right? When I'm hosting a podcast and I'm interviewing a guest, I want to know from them, what makes you different? I don't care if you think you're better, right? I don't care if you think you're better than your competition. I don't care if you think you're better than Tony Robbins or Dave Ramsey, whoever you're a big person that's kind of in your space is. I, as a podcast host, don't care that you think you're better, and neither does the audience, in my opinion. What we do care about, though, is what makes you different. Different is always better than better, and different, it could be different in a lot of different ways, but if you want to be different in the way that creates demand for what you do and sell, here's the way to be different. And this comes straight from concepts from the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, Al Reese's stuff. It comes from my friend Chris Lockhead's stuff and Play Bigger that built on that work and elaborated it in terms of designing a category. So there's all kinds of great resources you can go back and read, but I'll give you kind of how I summarize this and apply this to podcasting here in a nutshell. I want to know what makes you different by you telling me and articulating my problem in a new, interesting, different, emotionally compelling, intellectually arresting, surprising sort of way, right? I want you to tell me about the problem that I'm having in a way that I never thought about it. So you can look at it as reframing the problem, re-describing the problem. There's a lot of different ways that you can look at it, but it all boils down to kind of the same thing. It's if you're on the listening end of a podcast, and that person is selling something to you, what you're listening for is, am I in the right place? Are they the type of person that helps someone like me? And what's the next step for me, right? We want to know, do they really understand my problem deeply? Christopher Lockhead says, once you describe the problem and once you reframe it for people, they can't unsee it. Once you show them a problem in a new light, they can't unsee it, right? And if once they unsee it, the natural reaction from human beings is they create a new mental bucket in their mind for you. And the problem that they're having goes into that mental bucket. And guess who's the only one in that mental bucket? It's you. You're the person that now gets assigned that bucket, and you're the person that people naturally assume has the solution. So even if you don't go deep into your solution, which sometimes is actually a great idea, is actually not to go into the very granular specifics of how you help solve the problem. A lot of times it's enough to just describe and articulate the problem in such a new and interesting and different way that people will naturally assume that you have the solution, and they're going to show up on your doorstep going, what's the next step? Like, you describe the problem in a way I've never heard before. I've never heard this from anyone else before. It's clear, it's different, it's interesting, it's compelling. What is the next step? How do you do this? How do you sell this? How do you sell the solution to this problem that you describe? Because I've never heard anyone describe it that way. That's the reaction that you're going for. And so to me, if I could encourage you to do anything, number one, get on as many podcasts as you can, because just getting on and talking will be of benefit. But to maximize the benefit, the things that you'd want to talk about is the problem and what is your unique and interesting and compelling and surprising take on the problem. How can you describe the problem that you solve differently than anybody else has described it? Because if you can do that, then people are going to naturally assume that you have a new and different solution to that problem, because you're better at describing it than anyone else is, and you've reframed it in a new and interesting way. So that's kind of what I wanted to point out today. We won't go super deep into that. There's a lot of different ways to kind of execute this, but if I can leave you with one thing, it's this. What is the one core belief that if people showed up on your doorstep and they already believed this one thing, they'd mostly be ready to sign up with you? So what is the one thing that if they believed that, they would be open to signing up with you? So I'll give you an example. One of our clients is in kind of the alternative wealth building and financial services space, and they sell a really, really, really unique out-of-the-box solution to what you can do with your money to build wealth. And it takes some understanding, it takes some trust, and the bottom line is it takes a very specific type of open mind and a willingness to be contrarian and unconventional in your thinking, right? So we built their entire podcast, and when they go on podcasts, they reinforce that they're looking for the contrarians, they're looking for the unconventional, right? And they speak to those people, they speak the language that they understand, right? And they're looking for those types of people that show up believing that the masses are wrong, right? They show up believing that the masses are wrong. And so when our clients host their podcast and go on other podcasts, they really hammer on that point home. This is not for the masses. This is not for the masses. This is not for the masses. This is for the unconventional. This is for the rebels. This is for the alternative, the people who are looking for a different path, right? Now, that's not going to necessarily get you mass popularity, at least right away. And that's a whole other conversation. But what it does do for them is it creates demand, because the right people who are listening listen to that and go, oh, that's me. I think the masses are wrong. I think they're all crazy. I'm rebellious. I'm unconventional. I want to do this. I want to build wealth in a completely different way than I see all my friends and all my peers and all my colleagues doing. I'm open to that. I want to know what that is. Now, if you stack on top of that, articulating the problem really well in a clear and different and interesting, compelling way, that is a great 1-2 punch. So if I can leave you with anything, just think about the core belief. If you could change somebody's belief in one area, and then how can you describe the problem that they're having in such a radically new and different way, in a surprising and compelling way, that they will listen to that and it resonates with them and they go, wow, I've never seen the problem this way before. Who are you and where have you been and what do you have to sell that solves the problem? And so the more thought that you put into that, the more refined your message will get, the more you'll develop kind of a signature message that you can go out to podcasts with that will help change those beliefs and help speak to the problem in the unique and different way that you can speak to it. And to me, that's what will make podcasts the most effective for reaching out and grabbing people by the throats and getting them to raise their hand and say, yes, I have that problem. What can you do to solve it? That's what we're going for. All right. That's it for today. Hopefully all that made sense. I would love to chat with you about that. If you have any questions about it, shoot me an email, shoot me a Facebook message, look me up. It's very easy to find, pursuing results, or you can just look up the UX podcast, follow me on Instagram at UX Machine and all that good stuff. Direct message me there. I would love to hear your feedback on what you think will make podcast episodes and appearances more effective for you. And anything that you feel about these two concepts, I talked about the core beliefs and describing the problem differently. Always very interested in your feedback on that. So that being said, thank you so much for listening and we'll talk to you soon. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service. That is my agency that I'm building and growing, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you. You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.